Hey, everybody. This is Ray Gage from Truth Brothers Radio, wishing everybody out there a happy and healthy brand new year. Everybody be safe, and we will return next Monday with a three-hour live show. We go live. Be ready. And here is the best of Truth Brothers Radio.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And as we speak, I'm logging into the chat room right now for your questions and comments. Welcome back, everybody.
All right. And everybody knows that sexy voice is the producer, Supreme Candace.
Hey.
It came on smooth in
yeah,
the morning.
Smooth over nappy ass hair, boy.
Oh, my man, Juwanza. Shout out to Juwanza. He came in smooth as ever. He
like,
came in.
Yeah, like them drawings.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. If anybody get a chance, check out Juwanza Amanu's drawings.
Oh, they are awesome.
They are very new.
They are
new.
Awesome. Well,
very.
Yeah, but hey.
Not for the cheering.
Better not bring your kids.
So how was everybody's day?
I got an effing ticket today, man.
I don't go through the week no more because we went through like 2 months of just
you don't
want to
know about my day. So
we was all right. Today I got an effing ticket, man. I said it. And I just can't. I don't even know. So yeah, they got me a little earlier today for that young speed, and I guess coming down black.
Yes.
Whatever. Jesus, take care of
me. All right. I got you. Okay. Yeah. Who we hollering at?
Oh well, there we go. Since we're getting there. First off, we want to holler at everybody over there at the rally for Sarah Cruzan today. They having it right now. Best of luck to her. They're going to have a decision tomorrow on if she'll be released with time served.
Yeah,
so.
I hope that outcome comes out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, actually, hopefully justice will be served. We got to holler at Jessica Robinson. She's having surgery today, so speedy recovery. Nakia Hall, Maya Hawkins, Barack Obama. That's my Barack Obama sound.
right.
Nah, Nakia Hall and Sade Walton. Yeah, that was it for that. I thought we had more. And for DJ's B-Day, September 12th, Melissa Patrick, September 14th, Sharon Hall, September 15th, Danny Youngers, September 16th, Michelle Bester, Kydria Williams, and Jared Smith. The 17th, which is today, Jamise Webb, Yvonne Baker's over at Hot Topics Top Radio. Happy birthday. And also, today's my dad's birthday. So, shout out to my dad. Happy birthday, Pops. Doing it big. Thanks for paying for that ticket. Too much, man. And tomorrow will be Nia Johnson's birthday. So September 18th, happy birthday, Nia Johnson. That's all of our people. And, yeah, there we go.
All right.
Get that out the way.
There you go.
Here is the Terrible Truth.
This is the Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Boss.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Bobby Christina's other brother, Lover Rubbers, who when your adopted brother looks too damn good.
And Uncle Ben's hairy back tossed fruit salad.
Yeah, the Uncle Ben's, they are bringing Harry back.
Something nasty.
Yeah.
Now, last week, right, if y'all listen to The Terrible Truth, we had a story about a guy who got on the Down syndrome guy got on the plane.
Right.
Check this out. TSA confiscates mentally challenged man's toy. I don't think y'all heard that title, so I'm going to say it again.
Say it again.
TSA confiscates mentally challenged man's toy.
There you go. Take his two toy.
If you're looking for someone to thank for depriving a mentally challenged 29-year-old of his much-loved security blanket, look no further than Linus. They did that to Linus. They took Linus' blanket, man. Okay.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Okay, here we go.
Is that his toy? Wait.
It gets worse. Members of the Freckless Bunch sprung into action in Detroit Metro Airport when they first laid eyes on Mandy, who's...
Oh, wow.
That's his name.
Mandy.
Dude.
That's his name. Whose parents say has the mental capacity of a 2-year-old. They singled him out for a special pat-down, which makes... I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. Which is a special pat-down for people with special needs. Security personnel sensed that they sniffed out the troublemaker when...
No, man. Come on.
I don't want to do this. Okay. Okay. When they asked Drew to place his feet on a yellow shoe line and he failed to comply, his father intervened, explaining that his son didn't understand what they were asking. But the TSA,
TSA, he wasn't buying that. The TSA dude, what? Put your feet on the line? Huh? Oh, you want to give me trouble, huh? Wow.
TSA ordered David Mandy to back off. That's the dad. Explaining, please, sir, we know what we're doing. They proceeded to pat Drew's pants down, questioning the pattern that they found, which was his diaper. They
wow.
Which turned out to be the adult diaper. When the agents asked Drew to take his hand and rub the front and back of his pants so they could swab for explosives.
Are you serious? He's got a stick of dynamite right there.
Okay. I am crying, man. The dad tried again in vain to explain his son suffered severe retardation, but the TSA refused to be derailed from his job. It was then the agent spotted the weapons Drew was attempting to smuggle on the flight, a ball and a 6-inch plastic hammer.
There
My
is.
Son carries his ball and hammer for security.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Molnir.
Junk check.
Molnir. That's what I'm talking about for all those who don't know what Molnir is. Molnir is the hammer of Thor.
Okay.
And it makes me feel better.
He goes everywhere with him, explaining his father. But the TSA wasn't falling for it. One of them took the hammer and tapped the wall, observing, see, it's hard. It could be used as a weapon.
There it is.
Drew's parents were told they could make arrangements to ship the toy to their destination. Since that would result in them missing their flight, however, David Manning reluctantly tossed the toy instead, remarking, It just killed me to have to throw it away because he carried it like it was his for 20 years.
Wow.
Okay.
See the teeth marks on the handle.
I'm done. I can't do no more of this story, man. I'm good. All right, that's it. Oh, God. Whew. Did we forget to mention that in our second hour, we will have teacher Jenny Andrews joining us for our second hour conversation and the teacher strike.
Yeah, that's going to be important. So anybody out there who got something to say, about the teacher strike here in Chicago. Feel free to call in.
Yeah, but
but in the meantime, Linus.
Yeah. Calls. Oh God, dude, I am crying over here. That's not funny, man. Cause
no,
I,
it's not. But
what?
Damn.
He just. We got this, sir. Back off. What's this? What is this? A hammer? What are you gonna try to do? Take the plane? Big foot, little foot. Put your feet up on the yellow line. We need to make sure you're safe. Stop all that wiggling. Don't want to hear your moan. It don't hurt. We ain't doing nothing to you.
It's just a wand.
What's this? See this? And you got the nerve to have a full diaper. You're nasty.
Yep.
That's wrong.
Yep.
You're going.
I'm sorry, man.
You're going.
I felt bad when I first saw. I was going there, but I'm gonna stop, man. I felt bad when I was reading it. But
PSA, come on, apply a little common sense.
They don't know.
A little common sense.
They didn't know if that dude was playing retarded.
But did they let him keep the ball?
I don't know.
They took the hammer, but let him keep the ball.
Yep. I don't know. But then I don't know because I'm gonna say something I'll end up regretting later. So nah.
Yep.
Ooh, okay, come on. Can
Mandy
we...
Thor is what they call him.
That boy's name was Mandy. Handy Mandy is why he kept his hammer with him. He, what?
Looking for loose nails.
Wow.
Sir, I'm going to need you to stop hitting people in the head with the hammer.
Nails.
That's so wrong. I bet it had Lego. It was made out of Legos and all that, man. Not even Legos, but them too sharp on the edges. Building blocks.
Oh.
Them smooth on the edges. Can't cut yourself with those. You can't.
You know what? We're gonna take a break and catch our breath from that one. And we'll be back after this. Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Leon St. James for Anaconda Malt Liquor.
With a delectable combination of the finest barley and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself. And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Is that Anaconda Malt Liquor? The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right. Anaconda malt liquor.
Anaconda malt liquor.
Anaconda malt liquor. Brewed in Piedmont, Georgia.
Truth Brothers Radio.
There's a fire starting in my heart. You keep my fever, just keep bringing me out the door.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. I'm just saying. Didn't feel like it. But nah, in case you guys catch that last story, we got to say it ended on a good note. In case you were feeling bad for Drew losing his hammer, the story has a happy footnote. Drew's mother, having evidently learned long ago how to suffer fools, had a second hammer in her backpack.
The spare hammer.
That was, that's called Stormbreaker.
That's called being prepared. That's a good one.
It passed through at the airport's Eagle Eye security without a hitch. So on a good note.
All right.
Stormbreaker.
At least we got, that's a happy ending. I don't know about this one. Man shoots and kills uncle over argument about whether cut of meat was that they were going to cook were pork chops or pork steaks.
Yep.
Wow.
Just heard about that story. Glad I didn't. Yep. Looks like pork is killing people in other ways.
It's the other white meat.
St. Louis. The show me state.
Just like Compton.
John Cunningham's of Jennings used a shotgun to settle a fight with his uncle over pork steaks early Monday. Police say Cunningham, 43, was charged Monday with first-degree murder and armed criminal action in the death of Leslie Elo, 44.
Elo.
Yep. Elo, who lived in a house on Hiller Place, is the maternal uncle of Cunningham, police say. The shooting stemmed from an argument between Lowell and Cunningham over whether the cut of meat they were planning to cook were pork steaks or pork chops.
Now, here's my question.
Yes.
This is something I take it the internet couldn't solve. They just couldn't Google and
I figured they would have had it.
How come they just couldn't say, hey, it's going to kill us either way. It's delicious.
That too, but I'm just saying.
Go for it. Finish it up.
Remember, you know what the fight reminded me of?
Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid? No, I was actually thinking, Count Chocula. No, Frankenberry.
Yeah,
remember they used to just get in that big.
Me and my brother.
Right.
Oh, I got you.
Me and my brother
used to think about
that
one.
Right.
Count Chocula.
Right.
Yeah.
Rice Cunningham Rice. Said that they were pork steaks, but Lowell disagreed. After the argument became physical around 1 a.m., the two had to be separated by someone at home.
1 in the morning.
Knuckles.
I'm just
anytime
like
is a good time for pork.
Plenty Smacks or Golden Crisp. Which one do you want? It's the same. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Cunningham, there you go. Cunningham went to another part of the home, grabbed a shotgun, and shot Lowell, police said. Lowell's later died at Barnes Jewish Hospital, and Cunningham, who was correct about the meat, was taken into custody. So he was right, and he defended it, damn it.
So, to the end.
That's right.
You
the Jews,
him,
so they were pork chops, not pork steaks. And he had to he watched Food Network every day. He knows.
Hey, fellow foodie.
Yeah, but you're not finna shoot nobody over it.
No.
He's passionate.
No.
You're not as passionate about food as
I'm
is.
I'm not. Justin said kosher bullets, right?
There you go.
That's what I was like. The Jews,
right.
The Jew hospital let him die, huh?
Oh, the Jew, yeah, he didn't die from it. They found out,
he had no insurance. He had no money.
Oh, well, that'll learn you. But damn it, he is in a holding cell right now, talking about, but I was right.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. 818-514-1202.
Asking them famous three questions. Why, no, and don't.
Hebrew Hideaway Justice says.
They are putting a shotgun up your boy and letting out. You ever seen the Matrix? Yeah. Body fluids are hitting them right now. He's getting spunk.
He is. He getting kosher meat.
I'm the picture of health. Time for me to lap dance.
Oh, I got a good one for y'all.
What you got?
Two men charged with robbery say they were filming a reality show.
Well, there you go.
I like that.
There you go. Hey, officer, this is our new reality show.
The ingenuity at its finest. This happened in Indiana, Pennsylvania. Is there such a place?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
State and state.
That's deep.
Wow.
Police have charged two out-of-state men with robbing two other men in western Pennsylvania by claiming they were recording a video for a reality show called You
OJ
Just Got Robbed. Well, wait a minute.
Hold on, officer. This is our show called
You Just Got Robbed.
It.
Right.
Come on.
Huh? It's going to be on MTV.
BET.
BET.
There you go. Right after the game, and let's stay together.
Oh. Police in Indiana, Pennsylvania tell the Associated Press that the incident happened about 1:20 a.m. Sunday and that the suspects apparently attend a nearby technical school. They're identified as 21-year-old Randall Smith of Temple Hill, Maryland, and 18-year-old Artie Goodwine of Memphis, Tennessee.
I was about to say,
police say,
oh, yes.
They knock us.
I bet you.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Police say one of the men put the victims into headlocks while the other recorded the robbery.
He robbed them with a head. Who was he, the Gooch?
In which $20 was taken from one of the victims.
There you go.
Give me that 20.
Just
now look at the camera and say it. I just got robbed.
Now kiss your girl.
Online court records don't list the attorneys for the men. Smith is posted bail, but Goodwine remained in Indiana County Jail on Monday, about 45 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. That's deep. That's deep.
So, my man.
Hey, no, you got this wrong.
Hold on, officer.
We're filming.
This was a show.
On the cell phone.
You just got robbed.
Y'all fail to realize the funniness behind this guy. Hey, if Honey Child Baby Boo Boo got a show.
You know what I'm saying?
What's her name? Honey Child Baby Boo Boo.
Have you seen the previews of that?
No, but the soup rips it all the
time. Oh, dude, you could just... I've seen the... Oh, my God.
I saw the commercial for that.
My mama said, Viggle Jaggle is not beautimous.
Dude,
she got her own vocabulary for the...
She's retarded.
For the people.
But I guess... I think we got a caller coming.
Yeah, we got a caller. 612, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Oh, there.
Hey, 612.
You bastard.
All right, you just got wrong. All right.
So you just got robbed. But no, like that's what's crazy. Like
that's awesome.
I was sitting back, man, and I was watching that show with the lady with the human
Super
thumb.
Justice.
Because she looks like a human thumb. That's what
the mama. Yes.
And
yes,
the
mama is all. The mama has the top of her head, and then there's her shoulder.
And then she just
looks like the juggernaut.
Yeah. It looked like she's like her face looked like she's trying to see on an eye chart, and she's not so good with the sight.
Right.
Like
right.
She's just looking at a faraway child. I swear,
like
that's
the juggernaut.
Yeah. Is she
just shoulders
and neck
and right. No, just shoulders and.
Dude, and the daughter is all of calories. Like all she is calories.
Right.
Cholesterol built calories. Waving her arm, eating birthday cake.
It is.
Save me some of that possum, girl. I'm eating. Whatever. I'm tired, people.
Yeah, I actually saw her on what's that guy? Dr. Drew's Life Changer.
Yeah.
That's where I first saw her.
Chick?
Yes. With the little girl. That's
the
how
mama.
I, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is before the reality show. They
okay.
Because the baby's name, ain't it Honey Child Baby Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, Honey Baby Boo Boo.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
Oh, go ahead.
But it's so bogus.
It's trailer language for molested.
That is,
yeah, whatever.
That is wrong,
yeah,
man.
Cue the apology.
She went around swinging. Hey, I'm going to eat pasta. Yeah, roadkill tastes better after the tires are off it.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it, sorry.
Yes,
not
sir.
Apologize.
Trailer track.
That is.
That is. Hey,
did you see that? You ain't seen the commercial. One of the older daughters.
One of the older
daughters was sitting there saying, "We're not rednecks. We have our teeth."
That's bogus.
Oh, that was okay. Well, don't blame me. Blame TLC because that was the commercial.
No,
they got another one coming out.
When they were on Dr. Drew's Life Changes, they had a camera crew go through their house. So the little girl taking the camera crew through a tour, and mama's got this basement or storage room with all the stuff. It looks like an actual grocery store, right?
Uh-huh.
She's got like all of her laundry detergent lined up, all paper towels and tissue and everything lined up.
Right.
Little baby bust her out. Like, this is all the stuff my mommy gets from the church, and she brings it home. So
there you
whatever
go.
We need,
there it is.
Whatever we need,
the
we
food,
eat.
Nothing like the food drive.
To keep it full.
I
yes,
mean,
we got a six-figure salary from TLC.
Up like you were in CVS or something.
TLC just handed out the show.
Yes, we got a six-figure salary from TLC, but we like to go to the food bank. Takes us humble.
God, you're robbing the homeless to feel yourself.
No.
Did you? You know what? I was watching one episode, not going to lie. The mama said that they was making lemonade, and the mama just was putting sugar in. She was like,
that is
sugar
right.
goes good on everything. If that you want
is.
Something right, put sugar on it.
There's this stuff called go-go juice, and this was the reason why they were on the show in the first place. Go-go juice. This is what they give kids.
Okay. Yeah.
This is like
what is go-go? Before we go further.
I'm getting there. Yeah, hush.
Okay.
Go-go juice is the equivalent of 5-hour energy for kids, or Red Bull, or something, because when they do pageants and whatnot, you know, they get tired because they're there all day long. You're talking about 12 to 18 hours doing pageant crap. So anyway, Dr. Drew had them on
Ritalin
to interview the mom about giving her this go-go juice. This is how this baby got famous in the first place.
I don't know how to explain it.
Go-go juice.
So, you know, dude was like, oh, are you, he was like, well, you mind if I taste it? And she was like, yeah, sure. So the host, he takes a sip of this go-go juice, and he's like, my tongue is feeling numb. And he started getting kind of
queasy.
Yeah, a little sick and a little nauseated.
A little bath salts in
he
it.
He just thought it was a little, you know, he was like, I don't know if I would give this to a kid. I'm 50-plus years old, and I'm feeling kind of weird.
Right.
And so he asked the little girl, how does it make you feel? And she was like, it gives me lots of energy. And, you know, so she off
this,
the chain.
What is this flavor I'm tasting?
And
oh,
so,
that's Tide. What is
that? Masters the go-go flavor.
What is this magical flavor? Oh, that's Tide
and
with
she
bleach.
Had her little baby do a routine where she's like a little mini cowgirl with her little belly out, you know, little
yeah,
mini.
That's what I was like. She's in a pageant. The baby
wow.
It looks
yes.
all of cholesterol.
Wow. Where is DCFS when you need them?
Somewhere locking up black people kids.
Watching Tyler's and Tierra.
There you go.
Yeah, but they ain't arresting nobody.
Oh, no. They're too busy under there with joysticks.
Yep.
Check this out real quick, man. Woman allegedly beats ex-boyfriend with his prosthetic leg.
Well, there you go.
What
talking about beat
now?
The brakes off somebody.
I'll beat you to your knee.
What movie was that? That was on a movie, wasn't it?
It was?
Yeah, I don't know what movie that is.
It was.
Oh, well, we're going to be, of course, all of the stories we do now will be in a Terrible Truth group on Facebook. So if you guys think we're playing,
just
know.
Said the gimp smash.
some sweet music.
Not pimp. Gimp. Oh, I love it. Just
a 23-year-old Florida man is accused of beating her ex. Florida woman is accused of beating her ex-boyfriend with his own prosthetic leg in a child custody dispute over their 2-year-old son.
I'm gonna
well, there you
your
go.
Ass with your foot.
Yep. Jaden Fire Mary Hatfield was arrested on multiple felony charges in connection to the alleged August 27 attack in Baker, Florida. The victim, 25-year-old Brandon Fleming, says that he and Hatfield agreed to joint custody of their son since their relationship ended in February, and that the boy would switch homes every 2 weeks. But on August 27, Fleming said that that agreement went sour. He alleges that Hatfield sent him a text message stating that she would pick him she would put him 6 feet under. I'm sorry, that was me, people. She would put him 6 feet under and that she was tired of him. Around 11 o'clock p.m. that night, Hatfield allegedly arrived at Fleming's home demanding their child. He refused and called the sheriff department. Get choked up. Fleming says Hatfield then took the child out of the bedroom window and went outside to get the boy out of the backseat of the car. Two men grabbed
him. She went in the bedroom window?
She went outside, opened his bedroom window and pulled him out. Two men grabbed the dude and began fighting with him. Fleming told the deputy that during the physical altercation, Hatfield came up from behind him, pulled off his prosthetic leg, and began striking them with it.
That's wrong, because she was probably surprised he was holding his own with the two dudes on the bad leg.
But we got to take a real quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll finish this story up. Truth
yeah,
Brothers Radio.
Yeah,
want to get away?
There you go.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. If a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm the alpha with no omega, beginning with alpha and so placer. I'm a sino extended version. Next episode be smooth as a Persian. Rhymes everlasting, there be no part two. Nozzles infinite, once I start to draw a better picture for your third eye. If you're blind, you know what a mic, I'm a black Michelangelo. Of the brother who ideas are colorful, giving them insight, but giving them trouble to comprehend, cause the doors won't blend in. They're pretending while I'm extending your bike.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back.
On the wheels of steel. On the wheels of steel.
Kansas gets it in.
Kansas gets it in.
Giggity.
Oh, but yeah, we're going to leave that alone.
No. Yeah, we got to finish that. I'm just mad. The man was holding his own against two dudes with a prosthetic leg, and she got to tip the scales by coming behind him.
Literally. But
get his leg.
No, you know what I was thinking of? It finally clicked to me. Jesus and the 79 Granada.
Oh yes.
That's why.
Oh yes.
That's what made me think
yes.
about that.
Yes.
Was
a lot of people.
Friends, right?
No, that's the Coup. If
the
people
Coup.
Are familiar
okay.
with the rap group The Coup out of Frisco, and they had a song called "Me and Jesus in the 79 Granada," and it was about a dude and his father who was a pimp named Jesus, and he had a prosthetic arm, and he killed the dude's mama with the arm.
It's bogus. It's real bogus.
Oh, it's a great song, though. It's an awesome song.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway,
go ahead, man.
You might want to elaborate.
Yeah,
there was
Hoppy,
a moral at some
right.
point in the
Hoppy
song.
Was...
Now, to catch people up, a woman beat her ex-boyfriend with a prosthetic leg. She was over custody of their son. They had joint custody. Came back. It was the father's week. She said, I'm coming to get my son. He said, no, you're not. She went and got the boy out the window. She pulled off his leg after he got into it with two dudes, start beating him with it. Now, to catch up...
Now, how bad did she beat him with it? Hit him in the
head?
Here
we go.
Did she break his leg?
He says Hatfield then reached into the front car, pulled out a 12-gauge shotgun, and pointed at him, saying she'd kill him if he didn't leave her with the child. Hatfield, the child, and the two men then drove off. The deputy said...
Laughing.
Yep. Ha ha. Limp. Call you nubby. Or Mandy. The deputy says
Damn.
Fleming had injuries consistent with his statement. He also found a sheet being used as a curtain as the bedroom window hanging partially outside. Hatfield was arrested on warrants. The specific charges against Hatfield are aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill, domestic violence battery, interfering with custody of a minor, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Wow.
Gotta say them stories.
Wow.
No words. Yeah.
All I can say is, you know, men can't win. When you're a good father, you get your leg ripped off and beat with it.
It's called the Toby beat.
When you wow.
Why you on the outside looking in too,
just
man?
Cook pork chops.
There you go.
Wow.
I wonder why he lost the leg. Probably that first time he came over there.
Probably. Probably I've come from a kid.
Yep, yeah. I came from a kid. Without that good leg to stand on.
Well, yep, man. He said, I'm not giving. No, the law says I'm entitled to my son, and I'm going to stand on my right.
Nice.
She pulled out that shotgun and blew that right one
off. Oh, dude. Yeah, look, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to stand in this spot until you give me my kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Then blew it.
And then next thing, I hit it.
There you go. And there,
damn.
And the world goes at peace.
There you go. And nothing.
Mop the floor without the
it
wet
was a
floor
dud.
Mat.
Right. He looks like a dude. You ever see that dude on the wet floor sign?
Yeah.
And his leg is in the air. But that one is missing.
That dude has the worst luck, man. Every job he gets messed up.
Only time he gets across is she's on the cover of Men Bathrooms.
That's the only time he gets peace. Anything else, wet floor, caution, electricity, he can't work.
Oh,
I used to work a trencher, and they had a picture of him getting ate up in the trencher, man. I'm like,
yeah.
Dude can't do nothing.
Yeah,
second, hey.
When he's walking across the street with his woman. That's the only time he's at peace.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, that
what
is funny.
What you got, man? We got another story. Again, right. Real quick, people, second hour we will have CPS teacher Jenny Andrews joining us to talk about the teacher strike.
There you go.
But right now, tell the truth.
818-514-1202. Car wash offered regular customers free sex.
Well, all right.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Police
what?
In Malaysia have clamped down on a promotion in which car wash customers were offered free sex after their ninth visit. In an unusual reward program.
With a woman, right?
Well, if that's what you like.
That's
what I like. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, the unusual reward program was born out of a partnership between a car wash and a massage parlor. The police said the officers discovered the hookup when they raided the massage parlor and found several customers had reward cards for the car wash.
Yes, sir.
So if you get 9 massages, you get a car wash. If you get 9 car washes, there you go.
Happy ending.
In order to get the extra offer, customers had to send their cards washing 9 times within a certain period.
No,
yeah, they love you, love. And your car is clean. So the 10th car wash entitled them to free sex. 4 men were suspected in running the massage parlor, and 9 Vietnamese women believed to be prostitutes were arrested. There you go.
I'm all for customer service. And that just to me seems like pretty good customer service.
That's what it seemed like.
I'm just, hey, I'm not totally disagreeing with it. I'm not saying it's all the way wrong.
That's what you're saying.
But hey, if I just got to come in there every day with a dirty car, then hey,
Dre Coleman say, where the hell do we find these stories? This is our job. This is the Terrible Truth. Our staff is working 24/7.
Every day.
Bringing you the worst stories imaginable.
Yeah, I'm just saying, me
and
personally.
It's not hard to do.
It's really not. You just, all you got to type in is U.S.
We can't make this shit up.
All you got to do is type in American government. And then all this pops up. Like, it's just real.
Oh.
Good times.
There you go. So, is that the motivation you need to keep your car clean?
I'm going to be honest.
That's
amazing.
If they did that in the States, the way brothers keep saying,
I'd be mad as hell.
You know how many I'm going to
wash my car. It's raining.
Well, don't worry. Why are you in my business? Sometimes I got to get my car clean, woman. It's time. Now I'll be back. I'm going over to the soap cat. Soapy cat. There you go.
More
I
like
watch it called the Soapy Cat.
More like the Itchy Kitty.
Yeah. God, just say,
itchy
you always,
scratch.
You are always watching Damn. That Rusted Nova.
Look, woman, I'm just trying to be a better man and keep myself clean. Why must you criticize me with everything?
You got $20.
Wait. No, that's
tragic.
Hold on. Yeah, it's a nice watch. I don't need your money. I'll be back. going to get my knobs polished.
On the car, baby, the car.
Yeah.
Type of man you think I am.
Anyway.
Okay, what you got?
All right, teen hospitalized with dehydration after 4-day Xbox marathon. Now,
I'm just retired.
I'm going to say it.
That's just retarded.
I'm going to say it like I feel it. That's ridiculous. Who lets their kids sit up and play Xbox for 4 days straight?
It was a holiday.
That's 120 hours.
It was a
holiday.
Well,
no, it's not. It's what, 96 hours? Whatever.
Mom was one of the keys. See, he got down there. He had his chips. He had his Sunny D.
Shut up. I don't even want to hear. Anyway,
Pizza rolls. I'm ready.
An Ohio woman has confiscated the Xbox of her 15-year-old son, who was hospitalized for dehydration after spending
at least
4 days in his bedroom playing Modern Warfare 3 video game.
Yep, MW3. Damn, bro, it's a pause button on that. I'm sorry, kid.
I got a bucket and a bottle.
Jesse Rollins tells the NBC affiliate in Columbus that her son, Tyler Rigsby, emerged from his bedroom Tuesday morning after a marathon round of game playing and collapsed 3 times.
Mom.
You remember the Nintendo thumb syndrome back in the...
Yep.
Overrunning my checkpoint. Water, closer. Mama, closer. Don't let them take the checkpoint.
Like the death scene of Mr. Hank.
All right. All right.
My South Park heads out there. Anyway. Okay, I'm going to reread this paragraph because you all are ignorant. Jesse Rollins tells the NBC affiliate in Columbus that her son, Tyler Rigsby, emerged from his bedroom Tuesday morning after a marathon round of game playing and collapsed 3 times. She said he became very pale and his lips turned blue.
God,
I was very
just
scared.
Cut off the oxygen.
I thought he was going to die, she tells WCMH television. He just fell over 3 times. The TV station quotes an emergency physician at a children's hospital saying dehydration can lead to a decreased blood pressure and a lack of adequate oxygen to the brain. Rollins, who Tyler said had only left his bedroom to use the bathroom, picked up snacks and take a quick shower and said both learned a lesson the hard way.
Quickly.
She says that Tyler was shaken by the ordeal and didn't complain about his punishment. The Xbox is gone.
What?
And
oh,
all is right.
Off
right.
The alien.
All is right.
I have very, very, very views about these.
You didn't think about your child being locked up in their room for 5 days, four
Mom,
days.
Don't talk to me. I'm on
it. He only came out to pee.
If he did that, I'm sure that bed is wet right now. I'm sure he did that.
Let's get this straight. There you go. You gotta find you big or not. You know how to pee. How old are you?
That's my
get out of my
exactly,
room,
baby.
Little girl. I'm 15. Get out. And I'm playing MW3.
You got a phone. You're big enough. You know how to pee.
That's what the bottle is for. You want to guess what the bucket's for?
You also know how
that
to
pee. That ain't Mountain Dew. Don't drink that. Dude, I told you.
Oh.
I'm serious about my gaming.
That's just ignorant as hell.
That ain't dude. What are you doing? Oh, well, it's over now.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, he do, Drea.
Whatever, dude. Watch
Drea
my back.
Said,
watch
nah,
my six. Watch my six.
She said, nah, he got bottles all over the room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, he do. Pepsi
yes, he do.
Yes, he do.
Yo, mom,
matter of fact, you know what? Nah, you know what? You said that. I got to put somebody on blast. Back in the day, I used to date this girl.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Her brother was too lazy to want to get up in the room and go use the bathroom at night. So he would just take McDonald's cups and everything and just let them go.
Swear to God, I
let
them
go.
I swear to God,
let
them
go.
The girl who brother did this.
And they end up finding the bottles and crap all under the bed.
I'd have beat the brakes off of him.
You'd have beat his leg off.
Beat the brakes.
Dude.
I'd have beat him. With the prosthetic leg, he would have needed another prosthetic leg to replace the two he's going to have missing.
Dude.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Dude. On my... What happened? No.
Nothing.
I dated a girl who did the same thing. I'm just saying. Who brother did the same thing. And it was... whatever. And the dude used he did the same thing. Like he would take McDonald's old sweet tea cups.
There you
held
go.
Because
they held right. If you knock
and
them, they don't.
Not that long ago. Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Da, da,
girl,
da, da, da.
I'm pissing in.
Da, 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 damn. Who does that?
Like, that's for real.
Nasty.
Like, it made. It was like. Then what happened was I'm over there. I'm chilling, blah, blah, blah. My man comes up. We cleaning up. And I'm like, damn, how many McDonald's? Do you love sweet tea? You don't even finish them. And, like, it was just filled with piss. And I was like,
I don't
see. And I just left. I just left it alone. So, yeah, I couldn't.
I just left. I don't know. Hey,
yeah,
I
got that gagging.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Like.
Wow.
Like the bathroom is out the door.
Is this somebody you used to date?
Yeah. This is an ex.
Damn, how did you ever go back over there? You didn't.
No, I didn't. That ended because she was embarrassed.
That's going to be the end of this relationship.
Yeah, she was embarrassed.
So, wait a minute. You had to find out over her house?
I was at her house.
Well, he kicked it over something. Maybe
invited me in to play some Modern Warfare.
And you smell pee.
No, what happened was I came over to her house. We were, you know, chilling, whatever. And then, you know, she was cleaning up, and I was like, you know, let me help you, you know, clean up and shit. And I was like, damn, girl, you got a lot of sweet teas. I knew she liked sweet teas. I knew she liked sweet tea. I was like, damn, you got to – and why you put them on the side of your bed? That's just nasty.
Wait a minute. They in her room?
Yes.
Wait a minute. How was he pissing in her room?
When she's not there.
Oh, no.
Because the thing
you
cop to it. I thought it was nasty if you're doing
why?
That.
But she had to.
How did you not know these bottles? Cop to it. And two.
She was pissing in them bottles.
I'm sure.
She
probably.
She was pissing in them bottles.
She probably was selling it.
She probably taught him about it.
Let me show you. Hook this little tube up to there.
Just say strange brews.
But wait a minute. What, number one, why are you okay with your brother pissing and cups and leaving in your
room? See, on the real, the bad part, I believe the only, and I'm trying to be fair here, I believe she didn't know because the way it was, the way her bed was set up, it was to the side and behind it. And
really?
I knew that the way the look on her face was, this mother.
No,
and
she
then
not
called
the look
like,
on her
I'm
face
caught.
Was, right, I'm
nah,
caught and this
nah,
dude is
nah.
in my room.
No.
He was finna have
you.
She was finna have you.
If you're cleaning up your crib and I asked to help, you wouldn't say, no, that's cool if I know the pee is in my joint.
Okay.
No,
they
okay.
were
testing you out. They were testing you out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. No. You're not pissing in my room.
No, see, that's what I'm the dude. If
no,
you knew the brother,
I'd beat the
right? Drea said, "Wait, she couldn't smell
that's
it."
That's what I was
that's
trying
how,
to
that's
get
how
at.
You know she was letting. Some,
but you know what?
You know what?
The whole house had like a little.
Oh,
that's what,
my aunt just showed up
flame.
Here.
Yeah.
Let me just.
But now here's my. That is just nasty.
Whatever.
What is wrong with
pull
you?
Him to the side.
Whatever.
I'm just gonna pull my pants
there you
down
go.
Just a little bit.
Right. That is just nasty.
Yeah.
Pull him
okay.
to the side just a little bit.
I'm.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Waiting for signs or some shit. I mean,
I don't know.
Was
like,
the aliens coming and the piss?
I don't
was
know.
Gone?
I don't know if
aliens?
The piss was marinade. I don't
the
know
if
she was
girl
looking for.
Was, the water all
she left a little
kept,
bit of a little bit
kept
of ice tea in there with the lemon in there because the lemon was supposed to cut
see,
down.
That's my
the,
thing. She loved sweet tea so much. You know, you gotta
but,
know.
No, here's the crazy part about it now.
How many cups was it?
That's my point.
15.
She had like a cup, like she would never throw those cups away. Now,
no.
Not that she knows.
Because she believed in recycling.
No. And it's just the type of person.
How old was her brother?
He was
20.
No. He was 13.
That's worse.
13.
I don't understand that. Okay, for a minute, I was thinking, I said, okay, maybe
away.
He's selling his
she's the younger. He's the younger brother. She's older. No, yeah,
whatever.
But,
we got a new
okay.
sponsor. McDonald's
I swear,
pissed up.
I'm glad I don't know him, but I'm trying to wrap my head around some type of logic.
There is no logic.
There is no logic. It's knuckles.
Pissing.
Only knuckles.
And
Honey
had,
Boo Boo
Child. And he had
child.
His own room, or they shared a room.
No, he had his own room, but his room was next to hers. But the TV,
but you walk your,
the TV
you walk your ass
was
out.
Not in his room. The TV was in her room.
Yeah, whatever.
And he wanted to,
that's the excuse.
Woo! Oh man,
yep.
Thor's on.
Yeah,
I'm not going to the bathroom.
They sitting there watching the Real World together.
You got
sharing
the McDonald's cup just stacked up
yep.
in the room,
case,
so you just
case
reach
you need
out.
To.
So you'll get up to go get the cup to pee in it instead of get up to go to the bathroom.
Dude, I'm gonna gag again.
Whatever.
So,
I don't even want to talk about that no more. That's
nasty. So
just
we got
nasty.
A real quick story we're gonna take through. This story is actually presented to me by somebody.
Did you hit it?
What?
Did you crush it?
The girl?
Yeah.
Anyway,
really? Even with all of that.
Not before.
Really?
Before I knew.
Saturated.
Why you ask? I'm like, well, you asked me. I'm not a liar. So, I mean, hey, you asked me. I'm weak.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, I'm playing.
They had rehabs for that, though.
So, I need that Tiger Woods. Joke.
Yeah,
but anyway.
You finish. She was like, oh, you ain't got to go to bathroom. Yeah.
Gave you a cup.
Yeah,
I know you like Mountain Dew and all, so
don't leave. We in the afterglow. Don't leave. Use this cup.
Yeah, I do it here. I like the sound when it hits the plastic. No, okay. This story was actually passed to me by one of our listeners. Dre Coleman had suggested this story. It's about a guy, Terry Williams, sentenced to execution for killing two men who sexually abused him as a child. Terrence Williams of Pennsylvania had been sentenced to death after killing two men when he was 17 and 18 years old. What the jury did not know, however, was that Williams had been brutally raped as a child by two men he had killed. Williams and another teen killed one man just a few months after Williams had turned 18, according to Change.org. He also admitted that he killed another man 5 months earlier. The man who was a church leader and another was a sports booster. The men used their position to gain access to little boys. Sounds like Penn State to me.
All right.
Williams was allegedly sexually abused for years by these men, but he was also abused by other individuals throughout his life. His mother had abused him frequently, and his father was absent from the home. His first experience with sexual assault was when he was just 6 years old.
Wow.
And the abuse continued steadily for the next 12 years of his life. He did not receive treatment or help from anyone for the duration of his suffering. How do you know these abuse accusations are true and not just William making a calculated attempt to save his life? According to The Nation, it was not until this past winter that another witness would come forward, a former pastor named Charles Poindexter, who knew Norwood for 30 years. He admitted having known that he had sexually abused teen boys.
Amos seemed to have lots of close relationship with young men. He stated that in the affidavit signed this February, saying that he began to suspect that he were, that they were in, were inappropriate in nature. The few years before Amos's death, the mother of the 15-year-old boy, told him that he had touched her son's genitalia during a car ride. Amos had inappropriately touched a number of boys at the church. Poindexter kept knowing it himself. This story gets crazier. It's sad. I don't want to really get finish the rest of this out. It's really, really sad. And the crux of this is that the dude is sentenced to death for killing the man who sexually assaulted and raped this boy. And
wow.
Yeah, he found later on in life he wound up killing him. So he's I forgot that they had a I don't know if they had the his death is set, scheduled for October 3rd, and it was signed by the governor Colbert last week, and Colbert is a Catholic Republican. So
all right,
yeah, terrible
truth. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Keep thinking.
It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And, of course, as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F, all one word. And
there you go. And we will be monitoring the chat room together because Candace is stuck at a cookout and can't make it, so we're going to hold it down.
Yeah, get well, Candace.
Just us. There you go.
We got somebody here to help us out with that real quick. So.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to one of my oldest and dearest friends. He was hanging out today on this Labor Day, and we asked him, hey, why would you like to hang out and do a little episode with the Truth Brothers? And he said, sure, why not? So, everybody, I want you to give a warm Truth Brothers welcome to a good friend of mine, Mr. Marvin Norman.
Good evening, bro.
All right, man.
Glad to be here. Thank you very much.
There you go.
That's a quick clap.
There you go. We can't give him a candle.
That's the clap.
Right. So, how you feel, man?
I'm good, man. Good. Glad to be here, man.
You're on big time radio, I feel.
Oh, man, you know, I just feel like a celebrity right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
He got the celebrity tone, too.
He does. The way he laid back and what we got is earphones on
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah,
the whole smooth.
I'm just trying to maintain. You know, do what it do.
A little cocktail in his hand. And
oh,
what
really?
Yeah.
Got a little something,
And we are going to have a good time. The second hour topic today is going to be vengeance versus justice. This is a little bit of a extra innings of what we went into with the Terrible Truth last week.
No doubt. We kind of got into a little debate as far as, you know, which side you want to be on. And, yeah, we said why not bring that back to the people and see what the people have to say about that. Of course, that being you guys. So hope you guys are ready. You're going to sit back, enjoy a good conversation, and join in as well. So we hope to get you guys there. But before we get into that, we got to say give our shout-outs and what have you.
There you go.
First off, we're going to kick it off with hollering at my boy Sosa and Marvin. I want to say thanks to their hospitality for yesterday. Had a nice time over there at the barbecue, man. Met some interesting people. Nice conversation. Yeah, they good people there. I got to say what's up to them. Again, we're going to tell Candace we miss her and, you know, hurry up and get back. We don't know what we're doing out here by ourselves.
Right.
And real quick, rest in peace to Michael Clark Duncan. Just heard the news about an hour ago that Michael Clark Duncan died. And, yeah, kind of sad.
Bow your heads.
That's too soon, man.
Moment of silence, please.
I'm sorry.
That's too soon, man. That hurts.
Kind of go to bed, boss.
You got people like of other radio stations.
I'm sorry.
You know,
Michael Clark Duncan was a good guy, man.
Yeah, we
just had a nice, interesting conversation about his career, man. Yeah.
This portion is going to be brought by Michael Clark Duncan's John Coffey.
There you go. Make it last.
That is
the best part of waking up is a little green mile in your cup.
All right.
There you go. And Rosie O'Donnell, front hole panties. Sitters are quitters by Rosie.
Indeed. And, yeah, and another one real quick is we're going to say rest in peace to Rev Sun Young Moon. He died as well, 92.
That's right. And Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, we missed him last week.
Right.
And it was, whatever. DJ's B-Days, August 30th, Davina Parker, August 31st, Aris Dunlap, What's Going On, and Stacey Scott, September 2nd, Jeremy Lee and Teresa Adams, and September 3rd, we got Andre Bureau. I hope I said that right.
Wow.
That's the Prophet Poet. That's
okay.
Soy Muhammad and Katie Lee, happy birthday from the Truth Brothers. Enjoy y'all day. We love y'all.
All right. And with all of that out of the way, this is The Terrible Truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kid Clark with The Terrible Truth. First story up. Man charged with sexually assaulting men as they slept. Check this
there
out.
There you go. The best part of waking up.
Dude
on your knob.
I got to say his name right because I don't want to get it confused. DeJuan Porter.
Be on the lookout.
DeJuan Porter, 27, has been accused of sexually assaulting at least three men. Allegedly, he's been stalking his victims, breaking into their homes, and giving them blowjobs while they sleep.
Wow. Oh, are you serious?
Wow.
Dude.
Good night, sweet prince.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Oh.
Wow.
Porter. That's the sound it made afterwards.
No.
Porter, a well-known DJ in Hattiesburg, Pennsylvania.
DJ.
There you go.
DJ.
Get your hands up.
All right. Keep them there. Pull your pants down.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Oh, okay. Here we go, man. Let me get through this story. Porter, a well-known DJ in Hattiesburg, Pennsylvania.
What was his DJ name?
I ain't going to even say, man.
DJ Pull a Pop. Oh, man. He had plenty of them. DJ Blow.
Oh, man. But get you high. Get them up.
Pull them down.
There you go.
Will Leslie spot the men on the downtown bar scene and assault them when they least expected.
Downtown, too, huh?
Of course. That's the only place he could go. According to victim statements, none of them recall being particularly, I don't want to say the particularly touched, and that it's being investigated as well. He was charged with pulling the same trick on his sleeping prisoner cellmate.
Crusher was asleep. Crusher was asleep.
The same prank, huh?
Oh, my God.
According to police, they began investigating the matter in May of 2011 when a man allegedly alleged that an intruder climbed his fire escape and began performing oral sex on him.
Shh, it's a dream.
Traffic.
Oh. Girls be gagging. Oh. Okay. Oh. So in addition to this allegation, two additional victims reported that they awoke after a night of partying to Porter sexually assaulting them.
Wait a minute. And he lived.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he lived.
One victim who asked to remain anonymous claimed that Porter had tried to perform oral sex with him repeatedly after being invited
repeatedly.
To his home.
After I kept telling him no, but kept inviting him for sleepovers.
All right, you can come over, but don't you come in. Yeah.
Nah, good night.
Wink, wink.
Nah, I'm going to close this door, but I ain't going to lock it. But don't come in here.
And I'm not going to sleep with any underwear on.
Nah.
Don't.
Dude, stop playing.
Quit. Don't. Stop. Don't stop. One victim.
No. If this isn't a murder investigation, someone's wrong.
He actually tried to do one victim who asked to remain anonymous claims that Porter had tried to perform oral sex on him repeatedly after being invited to his home with mutual
friends. But you kept inviting him. Oh, man, don't worry. Look at the rain out there.
He was a VIP guest.
He actually tried it on me overnight, stated the man. I violently woke up because I felt
violently.
A man going down
you
my
didn't
pants.
Violently. Yeah.
Kicking and coming. He woke up kicking and coming. Oh, this is going to be a clip. I see it right now.
Oh, my God.
It made me crazy for days. I really wanted to hurt Daquan. I really wanted to hunt Daquan down and beat him.
Sure. Yeah.
To beat him
like he beat me.
The victim told WHPTV.com.
Boo.
How does that work in your world, baby?
No. I was really upset. By the fourth time I invited him by to spend the night,
I told him, you're not making me twice in one night. You're not going to do it.
He was upset when he didn't come back over that next night.
Yep. Now I'm going to get in here, and I'm going to rub this jelly on my body. But don't you come in here with
grape
the peanut
jelly.
Butter.
Grape jelly. Your favorite. God. I hate people.
I saw you eating the Smuckers over there, so I brought a bag over. But don't you come in my room.
In my room.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am so... Oh, come on.
All right, yeah.
Fell on that dude. Fell on every guy he assaulted. How does he DJ at night and just pick somebody at the club, follow them home, wait for them to go to sleep?
Right in the middle of his song, Girls Don't Do It Like We Do, and he just stopped the record to go meet up with, who is that brother?
Don't you look sleepy?
Excuse me.
Sitting there putting night all in everybody's drinks.
He got on the mic and said, excuse me, I've been distracted by this pretty nigga right now.
Wow.
Oh, now you see what happened when there's no candy.
514-1202. We got to take a break, man. We see you in the chat room, Justice. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he talking about sexual activities.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No. What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girl.
Wow, it's Yvonne from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, lady boys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hitters, ass burglars, white beards, something like that.
Thanks, Yvonne. Now we know.
And knowing will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm the alpha with no omega, beginning with alpha and so blazer. I'm a sino extended version. Next episode will be smooth as a Persian. Rhymes everlasting, there'll be no part two. Now it's infinite. Once I start to draw a better picture for your third eye. If you're blind, you know what a mic. I'm a black Michelangelo. I'm the brother who ideas are colorful. Giving them insight, but giving them trouble to comprehend. Cause their thoughts won't blend in. They're pretending while I'm extending. You fight like a parasite.
Truth Brothers Radio. And we're back. And you can also call them DJs.
No.
Night Tuffles.
No. You can't call them DJs. No. No, you cannot call them DJs.
Turntableologist.
There you go.
How about that? Yeah. Call
them
Night Tuckers. Tucker men. White beard.
Snuggers.
There you go.
Rump Rangers.
There you go.
Wow.
Porta potty.
Fruit booties.
Yeah.
818-514-1202. Come on. Are you going to a club after that?
Yeah, and those who have not heard that story, yeah, you got to get that story archived. That's the best way to kick off the Terrible Truth.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, here we go. I'm going to do my best. Man dressed as Bigfoot killed trying to provoke sighting. A man wearing a military...
What's going on this side?
There you go.
Not good.
A man wearing a military-style jowl suit, which consists of strips of camouflage fabric, was standing in the right-hand lane of a highway south of Kapipsky on Sunday night when he was hit by a car. According to the Montana Highway Patrol, the second car hit the man as he lay on the roadway. So the first car set him up, the second one laid him down.
You know it wasn't a brother.
Flathead County official.
Flathead.
He got one.
Brain juice is what they call it.
Identified the man as Randy Lee Tinley, 44, of Kapipsy. Trooper Tim Snyder said his motives was ascertained during the interviews with friends, and alcohol may have been a factor.
You think?
Investigators are awaiting tests. They just bring him out on the road.
Let's just squeeze him out.
He was trying to make people think he was Sasquatch, so people would call in a Sasquatch sighting. Sandler told the Daily Interlake newspaper on Monday, "You can't make this shit up. I haven't seen or heard anything like this before."
Good answer.
Obviously, the suit made it difficult for people to see him.
My man Justin say the hooch would do that every time.
He probably would not have been easy to see at all. Tinley was struck by vehicles driven by two girls ages 15 and 17 who were unable to stop at the time because they were texting their boyfriend.
Yep.
Have you
seen that commercial?
No, no, I'm not going to do that to you while you sleep. Oh!
Baby, were you at my house last night? That's what he said. All I know is I left the club
and had the best sleep ever.
Had a crazy dream. Had a crazy dream.
My man say woke up and just but that, I feel bad for my man who's Bigfoot. Now he's Big Flat. It's
there you
real.
Go, Flat Foot.
It's just whatever.
Yeah. Hey, whatever, idiot.
Have you seen them commercials though? Real quick, that of the people who've
messing
been
with Josh Squash.
Oh
no,
no.
Yeah.
The people who be texting and dude was sitting there and all he holding up a sign and say, "Where are?" And he like, "But I never did say that I would text and drive," because he's been all when you text. I learned
if that message is that important.
He was going to say, "Where are you, Mr. Porter?"
You know, we need to tell these kids whenever they text and be on the lookout for Bigfoot.
There you go.
There you
right.
go.
They are out
tell
here.
Bigfoot to learn how to cross the road.
You know what? Tell Bigfoot not to have a few drinks before he crossed the road.
Yeah, all that's the same.
You know, but where were they at again?
Oh, this was in Montana.
Montana. They must have stills in Montana.
Hey, he was drinking. Said, you know what would be cool? Bigfoot. He saw one of them messing with Sasquatch commercials.
That's when they get that.
Could you imagine this? Guess what would be cool?
Yeah,
everybody
right.
dressed up as I'm Bigfoot sure, and cross the highway.
And what's crazy is we don't dress up like Bigfoot, so you know they wasn't of our color.
There you go.
Saying.
There
and
you
the
go.
Other part is, you know what they, hey, come on, guys, let's dress up as Bigfoot. And they gave that let's party yell that they do.
Woo!
They did that.
Yeah, baby. Woo!
Hand me all your jackets. And let's go out here and do it. Woo!
Watch me cross the road. She's going to think it's Bigfoot.
They party to death.
Well,
I got to
get some new sound because I need a car. I need a running.
You need the cowboy yell.
Yep.
And you need that splat. But, that dude, they did all that. And next thing you know, they went outside. Like, there's the edge. There's the edge. There's death. All right, hand me the PCP. We finna do this.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. What you got?
Woo!
Oh, look at Justin. Justin say where the deer and the antelope play.
Oh, give me a roll. Check this out. All New right. Jersey woman plagued with a condition causing 100 orgasms a day.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo. I just popped off another one.
There you go. And she's complaining.
All right, check it out. A New Jersey woman is plagued with a disease causing her to have consistent orgasms.
Plagued.
Kim Ramsey, 44, took a tumble one day that resulted in a condition.
A tumble.
A tumble. She set that setting to super high.
She put it on lifesaver. They call me Trigger Kim is what they call me. Justin, you beat me to that joke, man. Stop. You call it Trigger Click.
There you go.
But Kim Ramsey, 44, took a tumble one day that resulted in a condition in which just the slightest friction can lead to her orgasm.
And this was a tumble she took. He kicked her down the stairs.
Tired of you saying I ain't big enough.
I'll show you.
Yep. Now all I got to do is rub your forehead. How you like it?
What? You said you wanted more.
Nah, I could stop, yeah.
This sounds like a bad Twilight Zone episode.
Term persistent arousal disorder, or PGAD. Either one.
Wow.
This extremely rare condition keeps the British nurse on the verge of sexual climax, which inhibits her from normal functioning. Doctors believe the incurable syndrome, which was caused by accident in 2001,
where she fell down some stairs.
So 10 years of happiness.
This may lead. This may have led to a travel cyst in her spine, at the point where a woman's orgasm originates. It is possible, doctors assess, that the cyst enables Ramsey to have up to 100 orgasms a day, some lasted for hours.
Wow.
Her condition.
She gets no work done.
Oh, I'll have what she's having. Ma'am, she's working. Well, I want to do the same work she's doing.
She should write a book.
Her condition became acute 4 years ago after sex with a boyfriend.
There you go.
And I'm sure he pounded his chest out.
Yep, he is still beating his chest.
Yeah, man. About 14 times.
He's still doing. Watch this. Hey, look at that. See that? I'm the
right
man.
Yeah, check this out here. Connect 4. Oh, yeah. He did it to me again. Don't do it.
Don't matter what I say. I'm going to do your mama. Look at her.
Wow.
You got AIDS now. I had consistent orgasms for 4 days. I thought I was going mad, she said.
Mad with passion.
To many women and men, especially those who find it difficult to achieve orgasm, this sounds like a gift. But to Ramsey, it's a curse. While other women wonder how to orgasm, I wonder how to stop mine. Zero.
Don't use the ice, no.
Don't take another step. These floors are shaky. Oh, God.
Oh, would you quit moving the covers around?
Maybe I'm about to make the bed. No!
Damn it, let me get out first. No, I don't want to take a shower.
Okay, I hope she's not a squirter. But
I think she's dehydrated.
She related to the press. It's uncomfortable, painful, and emotionally draining, and consistently distracts me from this uncontrollable urge every day. This sounds fictitious, but doctors acknowledge the condition is real. Here's a little fact real quick about the condition that is called, again, PGAD.
Yeah, PG.
Yeah, PGAD sufferers experience unimaginable climaxes. This arousal can be persistent for hours, days, or even longer. Sexual medicine expert David Goldmeyer told the Mail, this can be highly distressing for a woman, and despite attempts to relieve it with sexual activity or orgasm, this often doesn't help
make symptoms worse. Would you get away from me? Go away.
Now, real quick, Kim, who now lives in New Jersey, was officially diagnosed with the disorder in June of this year. She awaits a September appointment for a PGAD specialist in London to get a prognosis of her condition.
Well, until that plane ride is going to be hell.
Until then,
any type of turbulence, she's going to die.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need you to buckle up. And, oh, what is that? Is it 9/11? Somebody's all right back there? No? Okay. I'm sorry. She's just coming again. But, real quick, until then, she suffers through having dozens of orgasms a day in public and private, and the disruption disruption of PGDA causes in her intimate relationships.
Whew. Yep. 818-514-1202.
Hey, ladies.
There you go. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back.
Come back is the word.
Yeah. We want to hear y'all comments, True Brothers Radio.
No, don't do that.
Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Mr. Dumbass, I can bring a lot to Dumbass and Dumbass. I'm a go-getter. Dumbass material all the way. So, am I your man, Mr. Dumbass?
The name is Dumas. That's pretty thick-headed. But nothing compared to the rich, thick, frosty mug taste of an A&W root beer. With A&W, it's good to be thick-headed.
What a dumbass.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Two fingers. Truth Brothers Radio.
You know what I mean? Me dip out a whole 14, know what I mean? And reload my next magazine, know what I mean? And wounded them mouse in steam, know what I mean? So for them I move sideways and lean, know what I mean? Can't come about when man they eat, know what I mean? We not like them colonial regime, know what I mean? Ethiopian not like Mussolini, know what I mean? Me queen of Iraq can come in, know what I mean? And jump on the big trampoline, know what I mean? And boost up our self-esteem, know what I mean? So for when the woman kitchen.
Truth Brothers Radio. Ah,
nah, we're mean.
Back. Nah, I don't know what you mean, but I know what she was doing.
Nah, I mean, yeah.
That's my girl. I like Kim call Ramsey
her,
now.
Call her Quaker Shaker.
Yeah, something like that. I imagine, though, dude, that got to be an ego boost, though. Not knowing, though.
Got to be terrible for her, but hey,
whatever, hey.
Sacrifices got to be made.
I'm saying, sometimes I need my ego stroke. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And hey,
he breaks up with them quick because they, yeah.
They just
what you say to me? What you say to me? Just touch her elbow. She fall on the floor.
Yeah, see? Y'all call your boys
me.
Over. You got to call your boy
me.
Over.
Watch this.
Don't do me like that.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday, though.
You can't leave her alone with nobody, though.
Oh, nah. I can't. I can't have her.
You can't work. You just stay home.
Nah, it ain't even that, dog. You can't have her come to the PGA. You can't come and have her come to the school, the parent teacher conferences.
Nothing. Your son is failing. Oh,
I'm sorry. You're so sexy sometimes. I get the shakes. You know.
That's my
ain't no
stuff.
Church on Sunday morning.
There you go.
Pastor. No, pastor can't come. No.
Pastor. I like
pastor.
To
touch him up. No.
Yeah. Pastor,
no.
Don't grab my wife, but
yeah.
It's okay if you feel like it. Nah.
Mm-mm.
What you got?
Mm-mm. No. Check this out. Squeezing breasts for Stop AIDS charity.
All right.
Yeah. The fundraiser, which was part of the Erotica Will Save the World event, took place on August.
The what?
Erotica Will Save the World. Ask your girl.
Yeah, hey, I know.
Took place on August 25th and 26th in Tokyo, Japan.
Ain't no breast
squeeze
over there.
Hey, they finding some at the breast fundraiser event.
Hold on,
10 ladies.
10 ladies.
Opi Ami models. I'll explain what Opi Ami is in a minute. Volunteered to have their breasts squeezed in exchange for cash towards the Stop AIDS Cause,
like
a
plan.
Charity aimed at promoting the awareness and treatment and prevention of AIDS. To participate in the event, men and women would have to line up to have their IDs checked to make sure they're over 18, because we don't want the little hands touching.
Yeah.
Donate money, sterilize their hands, and then squeeze the breast of one of 10 models. They were allowed 2 squeezes per hand. 1-2, 1-2.
All right, get off.
And if they were not satisfied, they could rejoin the line to fork up more cash. While the Opi Ami models, which Opi Ami is the practice of allowing people to squeeze your breasts in exchange for money.
Why don't we have that here?
Because that's the Far East. They got wise ways.
Yeah.
Mysterious. Is popular at some Japanese bars. This was the first time. This was the first time it has been carried out for a public event. Here's the thing. America always got to go overboard, so imagine if the DJ gets to host the event.
My man DJ Porter Party. DJ Porter is here, y'all.
Like,
all the men, say what's
up. Blasted will save the world.
for a mere 30 cents an hour.
I will allow you to blast for charity.
I will take your glue.
What is glue?
For a mere 30 cents, fella.
I will put you to sleep.
Porter's pillow.
There you go.
Just lay back.
Oh,
I'll
God.
Take care of it. That's, and if anybody don't know what them porter pillows are.
For charity. Yeah. This is all for charity.
I don't know, man. That's just, it just don't
pay. Oh,
I've
seen the YouTube clip. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I thought you
no,
saw.
No, not the glue factory.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
hey,
not the glue factory.
We don't do that here at
no,
True Brothers Radio.
No, sir.
I almost left right there.
Yeah, no.
Let me ask you a question. Who was the security guard making sure they only got one squeeze? Where was he at?
Oh, they was up. Trust me. Yeah, they was up. Yeah, okay. They was. Hey, 1-2, 1-2.
1-2. Now
you got a combination of four. Now you want to go all four on the left? That's your right. That's your right. If you want to go 1-1-2-3, whatever. But as long as you don't try to do four per finger, we all good.
Okay. What, yeah.
You get back in line.
And for that one, it has that one.
The
one,
question is, how much do you care about curing AIDS?
Because we all know. The epidemic of AIDS in China.
That's
very
right.
Right.
Japan.
I'm sorry, Japan.
No, what if there's a tiny man hand? A tiny hand
go.
Man.
You still get two
I
per hand.
Know they had.
That's why they checking IDs to make sure them little hands ain't belonging to the children.
And my thing is, I didn't know the breast was big enough to want to grab over there in Japan.
I thought
you think everybody is no. Dude,
no, I'm not.
They're
saying,
drinking milk like they drinking milk here.
I
they,
believe
yeah.
that, and I believe that wholeheartedly.
Trust
but
trust, son,
it's not. Like,
I
got you. I feel you.
Yeah,
I'm just
they come packing over there. It's not as often as you see here.
That's what I'm saying.
But you get surprised every now and again. Omni Omni.
I'm thinking about opening the Omni Omni Donald's.
There you go.
The Omni King.
Da 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 da. I'm squeezing them.
Yeah.
Over a billion served.
There you go.
Hey, I'm not mad at it. And just don't go to the porterhouse. That's
we ain't getting
just
here. Porter don't yeah.
It's
Porter
not just takes anymore. Check this out. New Zealand's accidental millionaire sentenced to prison. A New Zealand man who fled to China after millions of dollars were accidentally deposited into his bank account was sentenced.
Well, would you look at here? I'm leaving. I ain't mad at him. He took a chance.
I don't.
He took a. Hey, you only live once.
YOLO.
That's how to close that account quick as hell. Oh, no, this ain't working out. This is like, just give me my money. Yes. All of it.
Check this, oh my God. Let me start. A New Zealand man who fled to China after millions of dollars were accidentally deposited to his bank account was sentenced Friday to 4 years and 7 months in prison.
Because how dare he try to be happy?
Who Leo Gayo, dubbed the accidental millionaire, and Kara Herring, his former girlfriend and mother of his child.
Yeah, he broke up quick. You know what? This is done.
You know what? This is it.
I won't amount to nothing, huh?
Well, look at what I bought. Tickets to China for me. Good luck with that rent. I'm out of here. He fled the country in April after Westpac Bank mistakenly credited his account with $10 million instead of $100 million.
Man, he gave it a shot, dude.
I would have did it.
He gave it a shot.
Gayo had applied for an overnight draft to keep his struggling business, a BP gas station, afloat.
It is.
A struggling business. A lot of people say you're lucky, like winning the lottery. I say nothing worse could have happened to you, Gayo 31 told the Daily Post. Gayo was caught in December of last year when he attempted to cross from mainland China to Hong Kong. TVNZ reported. He pled guilty to 7 charges of theft, totaling $6.8 million. About $3.7 million is still missing.
Hey, man, he buried it.
You're not getting that back.
How did he get 4 years?
He got 4 years.
For 3 million. I can wait. I'll do that. Like, yeah, I don't know what you... Yeah, take your six back. Take it back. Hey, I don't know what happened.
And Gayo has refused to say what happened to it.
You're damn Skippy. I will get out someday. You ever see Shawshank Redemption? Yep, it's a rock by the tree.
And that, nah, what was that movie? What's the boy? The Spike Lee joint with the army guys. St. Anne.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember at the end?
It's in the statue. But I tell you what, it's gonna be. Wait for you. He waiting.
Oh yeah.
He waiting. Just marking him off the calendar.
Yep. Smiling.
Might be too with good behavior.
Yep. All I can say is I'm not in a position to pay the reparations, he said, according to the Daily Post.
He's going
to
take the BP back.
According
take the gas station back.
Al Jahirza Herring, that's the girl, I guess, 33, was sentenced to 9 months under house arrest in order to pay back the nine.
And he broke up with her.
The $9,588 that she withdrew from Braille's credit card. I wish I could have another chance.
I've been like, I don't know what you're talking. I'd have been like, give it to me in cash. I don't know what you're talking about.
If they
put the money in my bank account again, you know, I would just give it back. I would just give them back. I am never going to do it again. You don't have to.
You don't have to. He got $3 million sitting somewhere.
3.7, which means he counted it.
Yeah,
according to
it's in a Chinese bank somewhere under Lu Qing.
It's under Ching Ching. That's
right.
Ching Ching. Right.
Here's his name.
There you go.
I want my account now.
You need my name.
But you know, I can see your boy, babe. I think we need to break up things.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I got 10 million reasons why this ain't gonna work.
According to Al Jahirza, the bank noticed that an enormous transfer days after it happened. But Gio and Herring had already fled to Hong Kong by then.
Gotta go.
And, and they tried.
He was on that red eye flight.
They
oh,
tried. Yeah.
Hey.
I am not mad at him.
Dude,
I can tell you right now.
Go give it a shot.
Dude,
go on the run.
If 10 million is deposited to my account, you'd get a call, and I'd say, hey, man, you could do this or not. It's a chance.
But
I'm going to
take a run. Uh-oh,
dude.
But, hey,
I'd be,
meet me in Canada.
Dude, now I'd be somewhere in Jamaica with no shirt on under a dirty lamp saying boat.
Just trying to – right, right. Like, hey, are you – yeah, I'm just, yeah, man, I'm Jamaica. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bumba Clyde, Rasta, boat.
Dreadlock. That's how I talk now.
Irie. Now, what do you want me to say? No, don't go near the tree.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I
hey,
ain't
you, they took a shot.
Would
I
you,
ain't mad at
818-514-1202.
Would you take a shot?
If 10 million was dropped in your account, would you take a shot and leave?
Come on now.
Be honest.
Ma.
Man, if 10 million was dropped in my account, the plane, I'd fly over there myself. I'd flap my arms like they was wings.
I
wouldn't
that.
Wait on the plane.
I ain't going to lie. I'd swim.
You take a day. You take
and
a,
I can't swim. I just
I know,
jump in
I'm
the water.
I'm sure they was trying to figure out how do we take this money out. Just got to get it out. Hey.
Oh, dude. I'd
make the big deposit and run. Hey. You know what? Did you didn't call me sir. I want all my money right now. Right now.
Where's my toaster?
I don't want to hit. No, don't bring me the manager. I'm offended. Give me my money. Yes, all of it.
Hurry up.
All of it.
$10 million. Small on Mark Bell.
No, right. No big bills. Just give it. Just hurry up.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
I don't care.
No,
if
let this
few...
be a lesson to you.
Hey, I don't care if you're a few hundred short.
Is a, yeah, don't worry. Here's a tip. I'm making
don't
a
do it again.
Don't do it again. I'm going to make a run. I'm getting off the grid, G. I'm going to make a run. I'm going to Cuba,
oh, yeah.
Baby.
And
I'm going to Cuba.
And I'm getting one of them Tiger Woods throwaway phones. And I'm saying.
Tiger Woods throwaway phones because someone could be listening.
It's me, Devon. You know, the one who stole the $10 million.
818-514-1202. Come on, because we got a full board over here. If one of y'all got someone just Chase accidentally put $10 million in the pot. What would you do? Would you say, excuse me, I think there's been a mistake.
Dude, I ain't going to even lie. Let me tell you about something that happened to me, man.
Uh-oh.
My job was this Lyft's joint that I had, right? They accidentally paid me twice. They paid me on a Friday
mm-hmm.
and Saturday it got
mm-hmm.
paid again. Oh, I drew that out instantly,
oh,
dog.
Yes.
Like, yes, sir.
Yes.
I'll take
oh,
all
yes.
of that.
Oh, yes.
And, oh, the shopping we
did. Did not ask. Yes.
No.
Oh, been there.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yes,
whoa,
sir.
It's one too many zeros. Okay. Hey.
Instant pool.
Who am I to argue?
Right.
I
right.
did them hours. Sure.
Dude, I instantly pulled that money.
I don't see why he should go to jail. The bank made him. The dude who did the mistake should go to jail.
And be fired.
And be fired.
I don't care, though. He was smart. I ain't going to lie. He's smart to bury that 3.7. Because,
yep.
oh, I'd gladly
like,
be
where's
in
that? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
We made our run and didn't
dude,
make it.
I will gladly
I'll sit
be.
For,
oh, yeah.
I'll sit for.
For 3.7? Yes.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I'll be 33.
Yeah. The point,
a millionaire.
The 0.7, look, out of the 3 million, the 0.7 is just booty protection for your 4 years. It's
right.
for, hey,
yeah,
hey,
you,
hey,
you
Crusher,
do?
Come in.
Yeah.
You work for me now. Trust me. Your job is to let me shower in peace. Yes, sir.
And I promise
and keep
you.
DJ
and,
away,
me.
And keep the DJ away
right.
from me.
DJ away from me.
Yep.
That's right. That hey, the 0.7 is investment.
Yeah, I give. Hey, man, it's 300,000. Keep everybody in here off me. Then I got it.
No,
keep.
No,
the,
he in
no.
prison. 100,000. But
yeah, I know,
let him
saying,
let him up
I
the
gotta,
price.
I got to divide.
See, you know how many lucky strikes you can buy for that kind of money.
There you go. Hey, man.
I'm just saying.
You know you got that kid that don't see you. You want to make it right. 100,000. Just keep them off me. I want to eat in peace.
Yeah, but see,
that's
then,
all.
And the other ones is for the other for the folks and vice lords. I
right,
get, it's just to make
yeah,
right.
Hey,
just
y'all
case,
go. He fall off.
Right, exactly. So
just
I gotta
case,
have.
I gotta, yeah. Hey man, you let one of them wink at me. No, you gotta take punishment. Bring in one of these other. Hey man, you wanna make 50,000? Plug
yeah.
him.
Put him
teach
on the. Because, yeah, that girl, the girl I broke up with don't know where to stash.
She don't know. I went out to enjoy the air and just came back. Next thing I know, the police was there. I don't know, baby. We caught. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't, but I where would you, all right, let me, here's my thing. Where are you hiding the money? Where do you hide it?
Well, I ain't going to tell nobody.
No, I got you. I'm saying, though, if you
wherever,
had
whatever. I don't know.
I can't,
again,
I can't hide it in her place.
Right, and I can't put it in the bank under Ching Ching name. That
right.
ain't going to work. So you got to find a place to bury it. And you got to make sure that it's going to be. You got to make
it. He owns a BP gas station, though.
No, but they're going to tear the BP up looking for it.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And he made the run, so he didn't know to hide it yet. So he hid it somewhere in China. Now it's probably some village down there that he got real nice with, and Zingling's house right,
it's
yeah, right under
the
right under her garden where they grow the rice right under there,
yeah, but then,
right under there. And one day I'm gonna get back there and dig it up.
Yeah.
He just gotta remember where it is. Hope they don't build
dude,
a city over
but,
on top
yeah,
of
that's
it.
What I'm saying.
They build it big time in China.
It's blue streak all
right.
Over
right. Do not let them build a city on top of my money. That's all
I'm saying. See, my that would
the best thing could happen is if you the dude who just happened to be in the rice paddy and dig it up after he left.
He
You're
said,
the winner.
He say just to say Mitt Romney can give you some insight into how to filter your funds.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, the only thing would get me like I was saying was I would have to figure out where I could keep the money and know in 4 years it would be there.
Yep.
That would be my only problem.
Now, if you, like you say, you met Ronnie Sellers, he know how to steal money and hide it in the bank.
Yeah.
That's different. That's what? That 1%. They know how to steal it and hide it in the bank, in your face.
What $10 million?
That's right. I don't, yeah. That's,
what
$10
million?
Yeah. Oh, he'll legally make you forget. He know how to get lawyers to make you forget. Maybe if dude would have got the money deposited and ran to a lawyer real quick.
The lawyer
might have could have found a way to
loophole.
That's
yeah,
right. Called loopholes. Called possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Would you trust somebody to hold that for you till you get out? Not a brother.
You two are the closest. No.
You wouldn't let me hold the $3 million.
Yeah, dude. I got a solid gold bike.
Solid gold motorcycle.
No, I know you don't mind.
I'm not holding it for free. I'm just, like you gotta put now. You can trust me that if it happened, I'll make sure that you got.
Okay, 3.7. How much?
You
how much at, when I get out? How much is left?
You got two.
So you took 2.7.
No, I put 1.7.
No, it's 3.
He got 3.7.
Okay.
You got 2.
You took 1.7. And you
you got 2.2 left.
Okay.
Come on, you
can
deal with that?
All right.
Because you can't expect me 4 years.
No, yeah, but eventually they're going to figure out.
What?
FBI going to look up these episodes of Truth Brothers and watch you.
Well, this is before.
As soon as you get your solid gold bike.
Like a, what gold bike?
Nah.
But you know what?
It changes like the
you
Black
You can always
beauty.
Count on your bro over here, man. I will hold every dime for you. Every dime.
Every
what?
Dime.
Every
Only
dime.
Dime.
Every dime.
You would come back and you would have a dime.
Yeah.
Hey,
right.
Just to say I have a whole warehouse full of Jordans and Timberland boots. You ain't lying, Just. I'll be on MTV Cribs next week.
Talk about, see this? Yeah, this is how ballers do it.
Yeah,
you sitting there eating dinosaur eggs with Anthony Davis eggs.
Right.
Yeah, no.
And then I'd be
no.
like, yeah, these are my aquariums with
right.
sharks. Yeah, the water is made out of poor people's tears. Yeah, that's how we doing now.
That's how we bro.
Now follow me as I walk fast through this next room.
Oh yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio, man. That yeah, hey. Okay. Hey, Justice, real quick then, since you in the chat room, could you be trusted to hold that money, man?
Yeah, Justice. Could we send the money down to Boston?
Right, and say, hey man, Justice, I'm looking for some justice when I get out. Could you hold this for me? Could you do it? Now we'll see what he say after that.
Yeah, he's typing right now. Go
he
to
say
head.
He like gang.
He say like gang.
And knowing Justin, he'll buy some gators, then have them killed.
Yeah.
Then get the shoes.
He said, and diamonds.
Yeah, they're the bloodiest diamonds. Two
right.
Black orphans had to kill each other for it.
That's, there you go.
That's wrong.
All right, here you go. With 10 minutes left, here we go. Woman denied right to pump breast milk at work.
Now, where's
this is
the
crime.
That?
There you go.
Now I need vengeance.
There you go. A 28-year-old single mother who works as a server at a restaurant says she was denied the right to pump her breast milk while on the job. Kristen Joseph has worked at Hennessy's Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, old Hennessy.
Here we go.
In Seal Beach for 3 years. She's balanced her job with caring for her six-month-old son, Wrigley. Joseph said, yeah, like the gum.
Like the field.
There you go. Joseph says that she usually takes a 10-minute break to pump her breast milk in the manager's office. If I don't pump, then my breast gets very engorged, and they hurt and they leak.
Yeah, this
is what happens.
I know.
But this past week, she has been asked by the on-duty, she asked the on-duty manager for keys to the office, and she was told no.
Yep, let them get bigger. I don't care what you do. We don't do that here at the Hennessy Tavern.
He said
they swell up.
Whether it's in the office or in the bathroom, I was still in the restaurant, and that was disgusting. And there's that, and that people eat here. Joseph said,
and you're not
He's
part of them only girls.
He's an idiot.
How are we supposed to get?
I'd have been like, yeah, while you're in there, make me a white Russian. I was outside. I was freaking out and crying, Joseph said. My coworkers tried to calm me down.
I'm holding my breath.
Yeah. Joseph said her boss told her that she could leave, but with several more tables to close out and paperwork, she had to stay on her duty. Her breast milk was leaking through her shirt. Wow, he's an ass.
Hey.
Joseph contacted Hennessy's corporate office, who are conducting an investigation. Federal law requires that an employer with 50 or more employees to provide an area other than the bathroom for women to pump breast milk. It also allows women to breastfeed their children anywhere, at any time, and any place in public. Joseph called her general manager, but still hasn't heard back. She has since reached out to the corporate office where an investigation is being held. Tragedy. Just outright tragedy.
Don't know. Don't know, man.
Are you kidding?
I'm gonna be honest.
You would tell her no?
Dependent? Oh yeah.
What would you tell her no for?
Hey, look here. I don't care how big or how swollen or how luscious your nipples and breasts get, you're not pumping at the Hennessy house. Now, go back to duty, and here's the smallest shirt that you have. Here's that smaller uniform you was asking for.
It's gonna be wet t-shirt.
Damn it, if someone don't turn up the air in here, I'm gonna fire.
Yeah, hey, I don't. Hey,
he was just trying to get a wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, he's an ass. He's an ass dude. No, I would not do that to her. I would, hey, but I would.
You deflate the ball?
Yes, you have to. But can I get a cup?
That dude, that's
goes with hey goes
best
with
part of waking up is nipple milk in your cup. No, man, I'd rather see the whole, because man, who, if she was righteous, come on, you can't tell me you would have
just kicked back and watched the
dude. Yeah, you could pump. But now, you've been pumping all day now. I've been, look here, you've been pumping your breast all day. Now, come on now. Nobody pumps that much. You want a break. That's what it is. You had your last break, Tashawn, and you're not going to, well, nah, Carishon. That's what we call it, Carishon. You had your last break. Now, get out the, what you mean they getting big and hurt? I don't care. Get a big, here's a bigger bra. Now let me see you put it on, because I don't want you lying.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it, sorry.
Candace? Sorry, Candace. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I just hate
you wrong for that.
I've recently just decided that that's just the best way to go. I'm sorry. That's just, look, equal rights is equal rights. Did Obama not sign the thing for equal pay for equal work? Do my boys get in there to go and let off some milk? No. So you can't go in there.
Oh, wow.
Hey, if she... If she gets to go in there and pump her breast, dude should be able to go in there and get a porter. That's all I'm saying.
Just to say, who is she feeding, baby? You is?
She's feeding baby me. That's what she's feeding. Oh, I could not be the supervisor there.
Couldn't
I'm
have been
sorry.
The supervisor.
Come on, man. If she's right. Now, if you just... 7:30, yeah, baby, take all the time you need. If you about a good 375 and you're 4'11", yeah, take all the time you need in there. Go get them out. But if you are nice, stacked, woo, 5'6", 200 in the right curve, and you got top juice, I like that. Oh, yeah, you gotta chill out with Devon for a while, baby.
Oh, you want that promotion?
Yeah.
And
I'm not
that's
asking
cold.
You to do nothing. I just want to watch. I'm not asking you.
Wow. I'm making coffee.
Yeah. Hey, 818-514.
Just say 375. What's coming out of those jugs? Buttermilk.
And bacon and grease.
And bacon fat.
Oh,
syrup,
yeah.
Is what we're saying.
And eggnog. Yeah.
Ooh.
Boy, remember me, myself, and Irene with Jim Carrey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that scene when, yeah, I'd have walked right up and, hey, how you do? Well, you shouldn't have been feet. I thought this is what you wanted. Yeah, why are you wasting my electricity using that to suck that milk out? I got you. Go ahead.
That's messed up.
Who
needs
man.
A pump?
Yeah.
I got you.
Slurp Charlie Bailey Gates.
Man.
Damn, I'm just saying.
Shame on you.
No. I'm thinking what a good 90% of what men would be thinking if she was right. Like I said,
yeah.
You got, hey,
got
come
you.
On. You can't tell me who's a nice, you can't tell me that Jill Scott walks into that, yeah, and yeah, whatever. Jill Scott came walking in and say, "Excuse me, Mr. Gage, but my breasts, I need to pump them." I'm just saying. I'm being 100% real. You can't tell me that don't happen like that.
Oh, that's messed up, man.
So, hey, it's either that or Porter's coming in here to see you. Hey, hey, at the end of the day, man, I want to thank everybody who sat in there and chilled out with us tonight, man, taking a part of your Labor Day to kick it with the Truth Brothers.
Yes.
And Marvin over here,
thank
man.
Thank you very much for being there. I appreciate it.
Man, hey, man, you came to visit us. You said thanks for being there. Like, we dropped y'all. No, I was like, nah. But yeah, we really want to thank everybody, man. We really appreciate that so much, man. This has been a great show, a better topic than we've ever done.
Yeah,
in my
and next week,
opinion.
Next week we'll do one where y'all don't think, because they think we was throwing stuff at each other, man.
Nah, it's not this.
This is what we do. This is job.
Well, next time I'm here, I just hope I don't get shot and stabbed.
No, you probably will.
We don't make no promises.
So yep, we're gonna let y'all go. Thanks for everybody for listening and tuning in, and we're gonna let you know if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers.
And the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
This is Ray Gage of True Brothers Radio. I want to thank everybody for hanging out and sticking with us while we were on vacation. We will return next week with an all-new live show, 3 full hours, and we're going to give you the best we got. Everybody have a safe and happy New Year's. Be safe. Watch the gunplay. And remember, if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Peace.